Here's the church and here's the steeple. Open the doors and out come the people. Jesus gave his life for the church. Are we praying or sleeping at church?
Ephesians 5:25b, King James Version. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Ephesians 5:25, New Living Translation. You husbands must love your wives with the same love Christ showed the church. He gave up his life for her.
So why are we churches just playing at church? Jesus himself said to pray. Not just 5 minutes before meetings in church. Not just praying some bulletin words. Satan is a lion seeking us as his prey. But here we are just playing at church. We should be praying for all we're worth. Jesus said his death on a cross was what our church is worth.
Ephesians 5:25.
Why are we not praying to God for all we're worth? So why are we Christians just playing at church? Jesus himself said to pray. Not running church like a model business, not depending on people for finances, but using God's gifts in his power and not just our skills. So why are we Christians just playing at church? Jesus himself said to pray. Not making church just a social club, not making good deeds our focus over God. Luke 22:46, Jesus warned us to pray. Here we are just playing at church. We should be praying for all we're worth. Christ loved the church, gave his life for her. Why don't we obey him and pray? Not just 5 minutes before meetings in church. Not just praying some bulletin words. Satan is a lion seeking us as his prey. Here we are just playing at church. We should be praying for all we're worth.
Most churches begin with the wonderful goal of worshiping and serving our great Lord, but it is so easy to drift into focusing on efficiency above prayer. It's so easy to forget that Jesus himself said that Satan is real, seeking people to tear apart, seeking churches to tear apart. This song was built around Luke 22:46. Just listen to the sorrow in it, in Jesus' voice as he asks the future leaders of his church, "Why do you sleep?" As he tells them to rise and pray against temptation. We cannot truly worship and serve God and share his good news without the power of his Holy Spirit. And we have his Holy Spirit's help only to the extent that we pray and ask him to help. From God, through Ephesians 3:20 and 21. Now to God, who is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Ephesians 3:20 and 21.
We are Christ's church.